pizza cheese more because we are a team.
I'm Nacho, 8th grade student at Propel East, and today I'm interviewing Mr. Lyon, middle school math teacher.
This is my second year working here. Well, to be honest, I didn't really picture myself being a teacher until I got into college. It was my freshman year of college when I decided to be a teacher. Before that, I always wanted to go into psychology, maybe sports medicine, but I didn't really picture myself being a teacher until my freshman year of college. I worked at a camp, and I started volunteering at a middle school, and I realized I really loved working with kids, so I kind of changed my mind about what I wanted to do.
What was your first day of teaching like?
It was kind of scary. It's a little stressful, but it was good. I enjoyed it. It was just a little overwhelming the first day, especially because I started in the middle of the school year. I was the third teacher that my students had that year. It was tough coming in. I just finished up my master's, and I was confident that I knew what to do, but I didn't really know what I was doing. So it was kind of an interesting situation, but I loved it. I grew a lot from it, I'll say that. I had a lot of great teachers where I grew up, and I think some of them definitely inspired me. Even at the time, I didn't know they inspired me to be a teacher. They inspired me to love math, which then in turn inspired me to teach math. So other mentors I had were just my parents, some football coaches that I've had through the years, and a couple of pastors from different churches I went to have really taken me under the wing also. So all those people have just kind of molded me into who I am today and just kind of the person that I am. And all of things have inspired within me just a desire to help educate people and to teach people lessons about character and just how to do the right thing. So all those things, I think, help motivate me every day to be the best teacher that I can be.
Did you ever see yourself becoming a different kind of teacher before the teacher you are today? And if so, describe.
There were some different subjects. Like, I've always loved to write. I love to read. I love history. I love science. Basically, I've always loved school, but I've always been strongest at math. And just something about that made me want to pursue that even more so. Because I love working and reading and writing and just the history of math all together into math. And I think all those things can make the math come alive even more. But to me, math has always stood out as my favorite, and even though every day I'm just happy to be a math teacher, so I don't think I would ever choose anything different. Math is definitely my first love, and I loved teaching science, and it was great last year, but I'm definitely comfortable where I'm at now teaching 7th and 8th grade math, especially for the fact that it's allowed me to stick with a lot of the 8th grade students that I had last year as 7th graders. I think that's the biggest reason that I'm real happy to be teaching math. Really, just the joy that it is to learn something new, and whether or not that's math, but if I can teach someone to enjoy math, and that's just going to take them much further than they could go if they didn't have that passion themselves. Actually, I'm the first teacher in my family, but a couple people in my family have worked at schools. My grandma was a cafeteria worker at a school, and she loved working with kids. My dad is the head custodian at the high school that I grew up in, so he gets to work with kids a little bit too, and he helps coach football. So it's great to really be in the classroom, though. I love the atmosphere and the relationships that it helps build just to be invested in certain kids for whatever length of time the class is. So I'm actually the first in my family to graduate college, so that's obviously, to be a teacher, you have to have that degree. So, and really, in terms of actually being a teacher, I think it just provides a lot of opportunities to really invest in the kids. So everyone's fundamental to make a school run, but to really be the person that has the hands-on experience of working with the students really is what I enjoy. Well, I went to Grove City College to get my undergraduate, and I studied math and exercise science when I was there. I went to Slippery Rock University for my master's degree in secondary education and math. College is definitely a good thing. It was a great, great time in my life. This is my first full-time job teaching at Propel East, but I student taught at Brashear High School, which is a Pittsburgh public school, for half the semester when I student taught, which was the fall of 2010. And then the second half of the last semester of college, I student taught in Ireland and Dublin at a small Catholic school. So that was between the inner city urban experience and then teaching in another country. That was a great semester, just learning to be a teacher. And then I brought those skills to East that I learned right shortly after I graduated with my master's degree. I got hired here full-time in January, so I've had a little bit of experience teaching at great schools also. I think just working with students is my very favorite thing, and just getting to know them and getting involved in their lives, and just being really to hopefully install within them just character and just a love for education, just a desire to be a better person. And my big thing is just to treat people the way that you want to be treated, just with respect and dignity, as we all should. So I think just getting to demonstrate those things and hopefully instill some of those things in students, to me is important because I know just in our culture in America, sometimes that's something that's not as emphasized, especially I know a lot of the shows that students watch at home, they're not getting those values. So I enjoy the opportunity to be able to share what I've learned in my life so far just with them and hopefully help them to make an impact in the world around them. In high school, I worked at a law office just as a secretary and made a little bit of money. In college, I had a couple different jobs. I worked at a YMCA in an after-school program, did a couple other things, worked at a credit union for about 5 years as a summer job through college, just as like a bank teller. All in all, between where I went to school, the people I've worked with, the jobs I've done, where I student taught, and to where I am now with my first full-time job here, I don't think I would change any of it. I've loved the people I've gotten to know, the opportunities I've had. I've been very appreciative of all the support, and as far as changing where I teach, I would absolutely not want to be anywhere else other than here. I love just all the teachers here. I love the students. I love the atmosphere. I love the learning and the commitment to education that's here at Propel. And don't think there's much more I can ask for this far in my life. Thank you, Nacho. I appreciate the opportunity, and I really appreciate you interviewing me today. You did a great job, so thank you.